the teams in the first pot were always going to be, you know, worried about getting St Dunan's, and Niamh Connell probably would have rather avoided them this stage. But you know, you have to play some of the big guns at some stage, and that's really is the big game of the quarterfinals, and really one we will be looking forward to. You know, they met in the final last year, and you know, St Dunan's probably favourites going into that final last year, but you know, Niamh Connell came out of it good winners in the end. And you would think, you know, since that that Niamh Connell have maybe improved slightly. St Dunan's not at the same level maybe this year so far, but they have nearly 3 weeks to prepare for this game, so I think everything will be pointed towards the weekend of the 25th, 26th of September, the week after the All-Ireland, and you know, everything will be I suppose prepared for that, for a real cracker of a game likely to take place in McCool Park. So you know, almost the same setting as the final last year, so that's certainly the one we'll be looking forward to at the moment.
As for the rest of the draw, Glenn Swilly back on form in the group stages. Michael Murphy returning. Neil Gallagher playing an influential role at the weekend as well. They finished top of Group A, and they're going to take on the runners-up out of Group C, McCool's. And manager Michael Canning and Glenn Swilly, he'll be pleased with how the draw resulted for them, will he, Peter?
Yeah, they'll be happy enough with that draw. I suppose the one that they wanted to avoid was St Dunan's, like everyone else in the draw. They will fancy themselves. McCool's probably not at the level, at championship level, that Glen Swilly would be at the last number of years. Though, I suppose, if we were speaking this time last week and we didn't know that Michael Murphy was going to be back for the weekend, and if Michael Murphy wasn't in the equation, then McCool's would fancy their chances as well. But, you know, looking at it coldly, it would look like Glen Swilly would be in the semi-final if they play up to form, you know, given the past history.
Kilcare are seen as many favourites for the Dr. Maguire this year. It's been a long time since the Cup was in Kilcare. Terman, are they up to the championship level to cause Kilcare a problem in the quarterfinals?
Oh yeah, they will cause any team a problem. They have done in the past. You would expect though that Kilcare this year, they've been putting up fairly, fairly big scores. There's a confidence about them maybe that wasn't there in the past, but you know, they have yet to be tested. Scored 24 points last week. You know, that's a fine tally any day you go out. You know, they have good forwards. They have scoring forwards. I think 11 players got on the score sheet last Sunday against Killybegs. And if they take that form to the quarterfinal, you would expect that they will be back in the semi-final. You know, they've been thereabouts for the last number of years, but you know, the years since Dr. Maguire was in Kilcare, it gets longer every year. I think it's 23 years, 1993. So, you know, they'll be thinking that this might be their year.
And just the last of the games in the quarterfinals, I'm sure the Dunlow and the Mallon camps will be happy with how it ended up last night. Mallon, of course, wanted to avoid the likes of St Dunan's, and Dunlow were hoping to avoid the likes of the top three, and Glen Swilly, Niamh Connell, and of course Kilcare as well. Very much a 50-50 game, and both sides in with a real chance of making it through to the semi-finals.
Yeah, a big chance for both of these clubs. And Mallon have been there before, not a number of years ago. Got to the semi-final as well. I think we're beaten by Killybegs in that semi-final. But you know, Dunlow, a young team under Tony Boyle, you know, they'll be hoping to progress. You know, they've been threatening to come through in the last couple of years, and you know, this is bonus territory for them now. And you know, both teams in this draw will be confident. And, you know, they'll be very hopeful that they can make it to the semi-final stage and the last four. So, you know, a big, big game for them. And, you know, I suppose the focus for them will be on getting to that last four. And that'll be a big, big prize for them.